10. Other local universe groups. Besides the seraphic and mortal orders, who will be considered in later papers, there are numerous additional beings concerned in the maintenance and perfecting of such a gigantic organization as the universe of Nebadon, which even now has more than 3 million inhabited worlds, with 10 million in prospect. The various Nebadon types of life are much too numerous to be catalogued in this paper, but there are two unusual orders that function extensively on the 647,591 architectural spheres of the local universe that may be mentioned. The Spirangia are the spirit offspring of the bright and morning star and the father Melchizedek. They are exempt from personality termination, but are not evolutionary or ascending beings. Neither are they functionally concerned with the evolutionary ascension regime. They are the spirit helpers of the local universe, executing the routine spirit tasks of Nebadon. The Spornasia. The architectural worlds of the local universe are real worlds, physical creations. There is much work connected with their physical upkeep, and herein we have the assistance of a group of physical creatures called Spornasia. They are devoted to the care and culture of the material phases of these headquarters worlds, from Jerusalem to Salvington. Spornasia are neither spirits nor persons. They are an animal order of existence, but if you could see them, you would agree that they seem to be perfect animals. The various courtesy colonies are domiciled on Salvington and elsewhere. We especially profit from the ministry of the celestial artisans on the constellations and benefit from the activities of the reversion directors who operate chiefly on the capitals of the local systems. Always there is attached to the universe service a corps of ascending mortals, including the glorified midway creatures. These ascenders, after attaining Salvington, are used in an almost endless variety of activities in the conduct of universe affairs. From each level of achievement, these advancing mortals reach back and down to extend a helping hand to their fellows who follow them in the upward climb. Such mortals of temporary sojourn on Salvington are assigned on requisition to practically all corps of celestial personalities as helpers, students, observers, and teachers. There are still other types of intelligent life concerned with the administration of a local universe, but the plan of this narrative does not provide for the further revelation of these orders of creation. Enough of the life and administration of this universe is being herewith portrayed to afford the mortal mind a grasp of the reality and grandeur of the survival existence. Further experience in your advancing careers will increasingly reveal these interesting and charming beings. This narrative cannot be more than a brief outline of the nature and work of the manifold personalities who throng the universes of space, administering these creations as enormous training schools, schools wherein the pilgrims of time advance from life to life and from world to world, until they are lovingly dispatched from the borders of the universe of their origin to the higher educational regime of the superuniverse, and thence on to the spirit-training worlds of Avona, and eventually to paradise and the high destiny of the finaliters, the eternal assignment on missions not yet revealed to the universes of time and space. Dictated by a brilliant evening star of Nebadon, number 1146 of the Created Corps.